upset you now?
Okie dokie. So I've been on a plane again this week, Okie dokie. I went a bit Ned Flanders there for a second. Okie dokie. Let's read a podcast, ladies and gentlemen. Read a podcast. What am I? I am coffeed out of my mind. I'm lit up like a Christmas tree. So I went on a plane and I was flying back from Aberdeen and I went through. I tell you what, this is the weird thing about this. I don't know whether I've got dickhead sense. I clocked this guy was a dick before the interaction. I was like, that guy's a dick. And I was right. Went through security and I had travelled.
Can I just ask quickly, what was it just a sense or was there something, his hair, his jacket, just something where you went,
just that- the way he was inhabiting the space he was inhabiting.
Okay.
There was an aura. Do you know what I mean? He was just exuding dickhead. If he had an aftershave, it would be Oda Dickhead. If he had a beer, it would be Dickhead Pilsner. The guy was a dickhead.
If he had a hot dog,
that was his brand.
Hot dog dickhead.
It would be a dickhead with cheese. You know, there was just something about him. Dickhead was his ethos. I don't know. It was hard to quantify unless you sort of were stood near him. I was just like, I don't like the cut of this guy's jib. So it wasn't aggressive. He was just very pleased with himself and thought, I don't know. He didn't even say anything. There was just something about, yeah, I'm here. Do you know what I mean?
Was he small?
No, he was about 6'4".
Okay.
Oh, so there was a lot of dickhead.
Okay.
There was a large surface area of dickhead. There was a lot. He was a mountain of dickhead.
Okie dokie.
And okie dokie. So we went through security. I was traveling light. I had opted to travel light because I was only up there for the night. And I thought, do you know what? I'm just going to save myself a lot of hassle. I'm not going to even take my laptop. I just took my phone. I took a change of pants. I took a change of socks and my toiletries bag. That was
same clothes. Same clothes there and back.
Same clothes there and back, because since I have stopped drinking, I am no longer running the risk of falling asleep in my jeans and wetting the bed. So, you know, in previous trips, I would have had to take a spare pair of jeans just in case. I think you know where I'm coming from, Sean.
I very much do.
So, you know, my days of walking around Berlin looking for a jean shop because I've wet the ones that I took are behind me. Anyway, so I've got a rucksack and I was on it. Do you know, like I had all of the toiletries were still in the bag that I'd gone through on the trip up there.
That's not how you wear a rucksack. You put it on your back.
Okay, right. But just like,
thank you very much.
So I'm organised, right? I'm like, I'm up, boom, 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 through. This is in. I don't need a second tray. There is no second tray for the laptop. This is all
brilliant.
This is a one tray job.
Love that.
Through security, my tray comes through, I go to put my rucksack on, blah, 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 and dickhead's behind me, and he takes his tray out and goes, just move that over there so that I'm not blocking anyone's way, but, like, loud enough for me to hear.
Oh, my God. What a dickhead.
I said, sorry, mate, what was that? He goes, sorry, I just said I'm just moving this over here so I'm not blocked in anyone's way. I was like, right, thanks for letting me know that, mate. Cheers. Now, I have...
Oh my God.
Done the maths on this. It would have been more of an inconvenience for me to take the tray off. I'm going to be getting in people's way that are coming through security. I'm going to have to, like, the trays now go over the conveyor belt and back down into a thing, like bowling balls. Do you know, they're the trays are on the thing, they go through, right? So I'm like, it's going to be so quick for me to do this. It's more of an inconvenience for me to have to take the tray up. I'm going to get in someone's way that's coming to get their tray. I know what I'm doing here. A and B, what a fucking passive aggressive.
Oh, I hate passive.
I'll just move this out the way so that I'm not blocking anyone's way. You know, like, oh God. Also so that other people could hear it, sort of highlighting it as well as letting me...
It's such
anyway,
an, it's
I then
such
go through the airport And sure enough, joined the queue for my plane. He's on my bloody flight, isn't he? I actually thought as I was walking on, because he's ahead of me in the queue for the plane, I'm like, he's going to be sat next to me, isn't he?
It's going to be like
an episode of Curb. He wasn't, but like, I'm like, this is going to be like an episode of Curb Your Enthusiasm.
Was he English?
Yes. He was from Aberdeen. They've got a very...
Oh, of course.
As previously discussed, they've got that sort of slightly Nordic lilt to their accent. So it was like, I'll just move this out the way so I'm not in anyone. That's a bad Aberdeen impression. But their words go up at the end of them.
It feels like then, I was going to say an English thing, and I'm correcting myself now because you've said he's from Scotland, but maybe it's a British thing. Passive aggression.
Yeah.
It's a really British thing. I mean, I say that because obviously I don't speak Spanish, so I don't understand it if they are being passive aggressive.
Yeah.
So maybe it's not.
Yes, that's true. No, I don't know. No. Yes, but I think, you know, I think we can say passive aggression is not a Spanish trait.
Okay, fine. I don't think it's an Irish trait either.
Okay.
But because I just think that Ireland is a passionate country, and passion means wearing your heart on your sleeve. And if your heart is on your sleeve, that means you are exterior. You're not having to cover anything up. Where when you're British, especially English, everything is just underneath. It's all underneath, isn't it?
It's a behaviour that I recognise in myself and, you know, do not like. I'm like, why? Yeah.
I think being British is like an illness.
Yes. Is that nature or nurture, though? Are we like that by nature, or is that just like the British society? That's, you know, we are kind of raised like that rather than that's how we become. Is it societal?
Oh, I want...
I think that's the first time I've ever used that word. And I really enjoyed it.
It suits you.
Thank you.
It's a lot like, what's the word? Sartorial.
Sartorial.
Sartorial. That's the close.
Or sartorial.
Sartorial.
Yeah.
Which you taught me and I've forgotten. But I think, I do think it's a societal thing. Absolutely. A cultural thing is that there is an aggression that's underneath.
It's just such teacher's pet behaviour, isn't it? I'll just move that out the way so that I'm not blocking anyone's... I'll piss off.
I think...
I'd love to have just turned around to him and gone, why don't you just piss off, mate?
I think that every British people are just at the point of constantly at the point of exploding.
Not in a sexy way. Sorry.
Look at Phil and Holly.
A big explosion in my pants.
Phil and Holly. Look at this. Oh my god. Phil and Holly, right? Is there anything more British than we've been through COVID.
Yeah.
The world is on the brink of World War III. The Queen is dead, right?
Yeah.
There is a lot there. Where does
there is
the country
a lot
explode?
To get your head around.
Phil and Holly skip the queue. That is the most British. That is the most British thing. It was that where we just went, I can't fucking take it. They can't think they can skip the fucking queue. You fucking assholes. Who the fuck do you think you are, you cunts? You couple of cunts. You mean a fucking auto queue in the morning? Then you think you can skip the queue, you fucking cunt. I fucking cunt you, you cunt. It's so British that's not about Phil and Holly. That's about having to live through long winters, through expensive energy bills, a crisis, financial crisis, Brexit. It's that. That's
They've really
what that's about.
Shat the bed with this one, though, haven't they?
Just everything, just the timing of that. They couldn't have done it. They couldn't have skipped the queue at any worse point in history, and they did it. And the country,
any point in all the points in history. That is the worst point to skip a queue.
100%. In Brexit, COVID, the Queen is dead.
You couldn't have picked the worst time to skip a queue.
Literally. And we've lost it. We've absolutely lost it.
The London Dungeons have now got a Phil and Holly queue jump pass. Whoever came up with that, take the rest of the day off, isn't it? No.
Is that a joke?
No, that's a real thing. The London Dungeons have now got a Phil and Holly Q pass.
That is, I mean, just wow. That's phenomenal.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh my God. I hope that stays forever. I hope it's like a Boris bike. Even years after Boris is as long gone.
I'll tell you what, sorry, like, just while I'm thinking about this, what I hope, I didn't know this was a thing until I went to Brighton yesterday. I've now seen two of them. Do you now know that there is a thing called a Pizza Rebellion pizza vending machine?
Oh, what? No.
So there is a Pizza Rebellion. It's like a big sort of like unit, like a steel, like, you know, where you lock your bikes up in those sort of like, you know, metal sort of like.
Yeah.
So I saw one at Brighton train station. Then I saw another one in Bognor. Outside of Tesco Express, it is somewhere where you go, you pay by card, and you order. There is no one working there. It is a chefless, serverless pizza takeaway, like a vending machine. So you just I'll have a pepperoni, and then you put in your card, and then you wait, and a
you
pizza
say
comes
it
out.
Into the machine.
You type it in.
Oh,
pepperoni,
okay,
pizza.
But you select it, yeah.
So like when Blockbuster used to be able to go and order Blockbuster videos or DVDs from a machine, that was like, oh my God, it's the future. You can get a DVD out of a machine. They're now doing it with pizzas. That is the most joyless. Who is ordering those pizzas? Dickheads.
Are they good pizzas?
I don't know. I've not tried one. I will never have one. Only for the purposes of research.
That
maybe
is
so that
terrifying.
I can talk about it, but like, it's horrible, isn't it? I thought you might like it.
No, I know why, because you think that I don't want to. Yeah, I want to avoid speaking to people. Yes, yeah. that's a bonus. But that you, no,
it's
I still,
dystopian, isn't it?
I still want the food to be cooked. I tell you what, I wouldn't mind is a machine, but there's a bloke in it cooking the pizza. That I wouldn't mind.
I think that is a human rights issue. I just want to get out. So I'm sorry, mate. You signed
up
for this.
Yeah, shut up and put the fucking chili on the pizza.
Shut up and cook me a pizza.
Cut up that salami.
But it's not cooked properly, what do you do then? You can't like put. There's not like a return slot, is there?
Oh my God. This is
that's freaky, isn't it?
It is scary.
Were you aware of this, Mikey?
No. No idea.
Pizza Rebellion.
Well, I would probably use it.
Why?
Just quick and easy, isn't it?
The pizza will be disgusting.
You don't know that.
I could bet money on it.
I'm just going to quickly look it up. Pizza Rebellion vending machine review. Sussex Live. I ate from Brighton Station's new pizza vending machine, and robot chefs could be the future.
That's not real.
That is a real article from Sussex Live. And there is a picture of a guy eating his... I mean, the pizza looks okay. It's, you know, your sort of stone-baked sourdough. There is a guy stood outside the vending machine. Yeah, so it's like a shipping container. That's what I was looking for. That's how you'd best describe it. Upon seeing that a pizza vending machine had arrived in Brighton Station in the dead of night last night, my interest was well and truly piqued. I had to know if this was merely a passing gimmick or whether I would be fed by robots in the not-too-distant future. The machine in Brighton is actually the fourth restaurant in inverted commas to be installed across Sussex by Chichester-based Pizza Rebellion. Chichester Train Station, Chichester College and Bognor Regis, as I already said, and already hosts similar pizza parlours. However, so blah, 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 blah. And there is there he is ordering it. And there it is coming out of the wall. I hate it. I absolutely hate it. Not on my watch.
No, that's not...
The verdict, Pizza Rebellion certainly hasn't missed the mark. The vending machine was easy to navigate, and my pulverized pepperoni was delivered piping hot within the promised 4 minutes. It emerged in a simple white box donned with the Pizza Rebellion logo and had a wooden knife at its side. The pizza was easy enough to cut into slices too, though you'll probably want to take a seat, for this cardboard box makes a poor chopping board. Your efforts, however, are quickly rewarded with a pizza that you would be happy to be served in a restaurant. In my mind, leagues above the majority of supermarket offerings. The tomato sauce was rich and the mozzarella and smoked Philadelphia worked well together. The base was well cooked While the crust proved a satisfying crunch, the pulverized pepperoni itself was new to me, and I would have preferred it to be in slices. Though the taste was there, and I can say nothing against it. It looks like Pizza Rebellion, guys, is here to stay.
Oh, my God. What is going on?
Mental.
Is there a food that you would eat from?
Well, I have. In Amsterdam, they've got, like, vending machines where you can get, like, you know, the sort of cheese croquettes. Maybe they did pizza slices
That's
in there, but I mean, by the time
different.
You use that, you're fucking shit-faced. You were literally... by the time I was using that, it was either that or the bin.
Wait there, don't go.
No. A lot of people get in touch. This is probably the thing we hear most, is I wish these were longer. I wish there was more of them. They are. There is. You can sign up to our Patreon and you will get an hour-long episode of this every Monday morning. What a way to start the week. It starts at just £3 a month. There is loads of old episodes up there now, over 40 hours, which you would get access to when you sign up. It's a great way to support us. If you get to the end of the 15-minute episode and think that just wasn't long enough, then join our Patreon. What's £3 a month? What can you get
for that?
What
are you doing?